Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. That is our number to call. Like to jump in. Our question today is, are there too many teams in the PIAA football playoffs? We figured it out. There are 277 of them in it. And I maintain that's just too many. Now, I know what the current system happens to be. I mean, I've got that. You know, so I'm not sitting here telling you that, you know, the fine young people at Sealands Grove, Shikellamy, Shamokin, all right, you know, all have had really good seasons. I understand that. But I think there has to be a limit to what we're doing here.
Well, you were discussing the AAA and kind of AA's in that same bracket with a lot of the teams in the Heartland, too. I mean, Southern went 10-0. They're the number one seed. The only teams in the tournament that aren't Heartland Conference teams are Troy and Towanda out of the Northern Tier.
And look, I realize the distance plays a role in this. I do understand that. But at the same time, to me, you win your conference, you're in. No wild cards. Because there are a lot of conferences to begin with. You win your conference, you beat the teams within that conference, you've earned the right to represent them. And move forward. And then you can regionalize this. I'm not going to worry about seedings and things like that. Conference champion's a conference champion.
You know, now you've taken all the fun out of my week nine. Now I don't even have to prep for it because I don't even have to look at points totals now. And if then nows.
Any point totals and things like that. I'm just telling you, I don't see it. And again, you know, I watch high school football as it's entertaining. I watch it as a casual fan and so forth. But when I've got 277 teams now in the playoffs out of 500 and something, it's one thing that, you know, everyone complains. Look at the NBA, 16 out of 30 made it. Look at the NHL, 16 out of 30 made it. I mean, we talk about the NFL expanding from 12 to 14 as if it's sacrilege. My goodness, that's almost half the teams. Okay, now let's go to the Pennsylvania High School Football Playoffs. 277 out of what, 550?
Yeah, give or take one or two, yeah.
Are you kidding me? And we think going from 12 to 14 is, well, what are they doing in the NFL? I can't believe this. I mean, expand the playoffs. I think you go through 2+ months. And I mean, I would not be adverse to adding from going from 10 to then 11 games to make sure everybody gets another game. But at the same time, you do have, you know, I think you should earn your way in. And I'm not saying these teams didn't earn their way through good play. I understand that. But take, for example, let's take Jersey Shore for an example. I don't think they lost a game this year,
they
right?
They did not. They were 10-0.
Right.
Well, they are 10-0, not were. But.
Right. I mean, that's, and they should be out there facing another conference champion for the right to move on. And none of this district stuff. Take the districts off the board, right? Sit there in Harrisburg, put together a tournament, and put together one based on single, double, and triple A and quad A that makes sense in the early rounds travel-wise. So it's easier with the idea that everyone understands this is high school. Now, if I'm wrong, if somebody from the district wants to call and tell me why the system is the way it is, please do. You're more expert than I am. I'm just doing it from the outside looking in.
Well, I think the biggest issue, when you look at the district map, District 4 basically goes from southern Northumberland County to the New York border and includes Lycoming County through Columbia County. District 2 is basically the northeast corner. District 11 is pretty much the Lehigh Valley. But you have some really big districts, and District 6 is enormous. I mean, that goes from basically the end of the Union County, Center County line all the way out to almost Pittsburgh. I mean, at least Indiana, PA.
Right, exactly.
So, because of the fact, Steve, that there are small amounts of teams at the AAA level, they actually have to almost combine District 6 and District 4. So every other year, District 4 has to come out of the west, or District 6 has to come out of the east, because the District 4, District 6 champion end up playing each other in the first round of the playoffs.
Sure.
So you have, with an example of what Selinsgrove Grove had in their state championship run, you've got Selinsgrove Grove going out to Johnstown, I think it was, to play a couple of games. And then the year after that, I think it was Shikellamy that actually won it in 2010. Actually, right. 2010 was the year I think Shikellamy won it. They ended up having Clearfield come out to Shamokin to play it. That's where the travel is crazy.
Well, in the later rounds, that's fine. You're going
to
have to travel.
But this is a first-round state playoff, technically.
But in the early rounds, no. It should be, as long as you're within the same classification. And do it that way. And I'm not going to sit there and, we had this great year. We've got to face another great team. It's the playoffs. You should be facing somebody who's good. They're another conference champion.
That's the idea.
Okay, so you're going to play somebody really good regardless. And I think, to me, they got to cut that part down. And they have to cut that part down. It's just my opinion. It's too many teams. And again, we have to remember what it is. And we're getting too far away from the concept. What is high school? I mean, it's high school. And I understand that sports can be big business. I understand that. But when we start making high school big business, that's not the name of the game.
Well, here's a good example. District 7, otherwise known as the WPIAL, they in the single-A bracket have so many schools. They started their first round last week. They continue the district playoffs into the third week of November. Actually, fourth Saturday in November, really. And the winner of that tournament becomes the state quarterfinalist.
Right.
That's how many teams that they have going into the tournament. Talk about stacking the deck.
Right, and that's absurd to me. And I realize part of this is the WPIAL has its way. What, 16 teams make it, or some number like that?
It's a huge number.
I mean, I'm in AAA. I think 16.
Yeah, it's 16. I think across. I think it's 16 across the board.
In each classification,
I believe it is. Yeah.
And I look at this and I just don't. This. I see it extending into December. There's wrestling. There's boys basketball. And you gotta, the next sport's coming up because it's a high school year.
Well, let me throw this at you, Steve. If you do the math, there are four levels and four teams at each level. The weekend that the high school basketball schedule gets underway.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 16 teams that are still playing football when the high school basketball schedule is getting underway, not to mention the wrestling schedule and every other winter sport.
Well, I have no problem with teams advancing in the football tournament and they get delayed. But the number of people who get delayed will be far fewer based on what I'm talking about.
But if you cut this down to what you're talking about, you're done. You're having your state championship game at the end of November, early December at the latest.
Which I think is great. Right. I think if you can have your state championship games Thanksgiving weekend, wow, how ideal is that? And I realize that Thanksgiving weekend is a difficult weekend in this state, in part because the first day of buck season is Monday. But you don't think that somebody has their team make it to the state championship on a Saturday? They'll get to the hunting camp Sunday, I guarantee you. Right?
I think there's a lot of things when it comes to the PIAA and how it sets things up that need some adjustment. What they do primarily, I think, is really good, and I have no complaints. There are a few things that I do think need adjustment. I think the way they handle the districts, the way districts are set up, need adjustment. I think the classifications need adjustment as well. And if you're going to do it, let's do it all at once and do it right.
Yeah, I'm being the same thing in the basketball tournament.
Yes.
Only conference champions make it. When you have this many schools across this wide spectrum, I don't want the tournament running into infinity. After all, it is high school. I mean, we complain about, for example, college. All right, so college has X amount of bowl games. That gets most teams to 13 and they're done. One game beyond a 12-game regular season. That's college. Where in reality, there is obviously, when it comes to finances, business. That money's all used, by the way, of course, to not only help out the programs themselves, but also to help out athletic departments and sports that can't financially sustain themselves.
I do think one thing, though, basketball, for instance, and I don't know a ton about how the soccer, field hockey, and all those tournaments are run, because I've never been really deeply involved in that. But the way the basketball tournament is run, it's really not that bad because it's all done by the end of March. Now, it still runs into the spring schedule a little bit, into the spring sports schedule. But because you're playing 22 games in the regular season and you can play these games a little bit tighter, it doesn't take a whole week to play a round. You can play the first round and second round in 3 days, 3 to 4 days. So you're playing usually like Tuesday, Friday. So basketball doesn't take as long as far as time, but you still do have a good amount of games in the playoffs.
Why can't I go the same route? You win your conference, you're in.
You have four games to make it to, three games to make it to the championship game, four games if you win the championship.
And again, I go back to the same thing. You win your conference, you're in. There's no need to... As far as I'm concerned, there's no need to expand this into infinity. And same thing in baseball. I do the same thing in baseball, softball, girls' basketball. You win your conference, you get to go. It would cut down on the number of teams, the number of games it takes. And at the same time, by only having conference champions, I think it gives it more meaning. The state is huge. And this is not, I grew up in the state of Connecticut, the third smallest state in the country. Right? I don't even know if there are 277 teams in Connecticut.
For basketball, I think there's 32 teams in each division, in each classification.
Again, I would just go with conference champions.
That's boys and girls, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, that's just my opinion. 800-795-9565. If you have a different opinion or agree with us, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
Indiana wants me. Lord, I can't go back there. Indiana wants me. Lord, I can't go back there. I'm shy with you.
Well, I'll be going to Indiana, obviously, on Saturday. Going there Friday night, as a matter of fact, to Bloomington to see the Nittany Lions take on Indiana. Indiana's basketball tournament, of course, one of the more famous, made even more famous by the movie Hoosiers, where the actual school Milan back in the 50s won the state tournament. And what they did was they had, it was any classification, all going against each other. So now in the last 5 years, the state of Indiana's basketball tournament has gone to quad, triple, double, and single A. And people are not happy with it. They are not happy with it, even though there are four state champions. Again, see, it's been a tradition there. So sometimes more isn't better in the perception of some. Now, I understand that in this particular week, there's going to be a lot of excitement in the Valley with Shamokin playing its game against Jersey Shore and Selins Grove against Shikellamy. Games with stakes. Certainly fun. There's no question about that. And I understand that. But I think we have to be smart and realistic about what we do here with this stuff. That this happens to be high school. It's not professional. And it's not upper level college. Just my opinion. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm an expert on the ins and outs of high school sports in the state. That's not going to happen here.
Well, it's not like it's never been changed before. I mean, years ago, especially when I was in high school, if you were on the eastern side of the state, the district tournament was kind of a secondary thing. You wanted to win the Eastern Conference. Eastern Conference setup was a much broader, I mean, it was a wider setup. I don't think you had as many games to get to the championship game, but you played teams that were normally well out of your district. So I remember growing up, a lot of times Central Columbia played teams up in the Wilkesboro-Scranton area, so you weren't playing teams from your district. And it only took you, I think, two games to get to the championship game, and then if you had enough points build up, you could go to the state tournament. But PIAA changed that when the district tournament became kind of a secondary thing.
Right. Well, I just think when you look at the pure numbers of it, the fact that we're sitting here on November 5th and the winner in some division won't be crowned until December 13th, and that's your postseason, that tells you right away that something's not quite right. It's too long. It's November 5th. I mean, we're not sitting here on November 25th talking about, hey, well, on December 13th, they're going to crown a champion. It's November 5th. There's something wrong with the system to me. It's too long. Too long. All right. 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. As we roll through, great to have you with us. And give us a call. Jump in. See, Ryan Mallett's going to start for Houston. Fitz is out.
Is he going to drop the hammer?
Oh, brother.
I tried. I fought the urge and lost, okay? I tried not to do it.
Want some advice?
I don't think so.
Try harder next time.
I don't think I've got an option, yeah.
Kevin's driving a Lincoln. We'll talk about that next half hour here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I'm not offended that Mark's alive. I sort of like it. That's some crazy show, man.
It's entertaining.
Wow. Unreal. But it's some crazy stuff on that show. I mean, nobody's called in here yet and told me that, you know, that they wish I was, you know, that I wasn't alive.
No, but I've had a few people say I'm crazy.
Oh, yeah, but that's a standard thing, and I know we've talked to your therapist. They've all, you know.
Usually it's the guy on the other end of the microphone that's telling me that.
The key thing is we're getting you help.
Right.
That's the important part. Hey, your Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf, and Kevin's out there driving a Lincoln this week.
It's a Lincoln MKC is what we're featuring, the 2015 Lincoln MKC all-wheel drive. And it really has some great features, including the all-wheel drive, so that this winter you won't be stuck anywhere. It's a nice little crossover vehicle, and if you've been looking at a few of the foreign options in the crossover vehicle because they have some really cool technology things in it, you will find that the Lincoln MKC has all of that, and it's also American-made. How about the 60-40 fold flat split bench with recline capabilities, so you can be very comfortable in the back seats and put those all the way down if you have to load things up for hauling, maybe a Christmas tree that you want to take into your house later on this year. You also have the opportunity to turn the heated seats on in the back as well as on the front, and a full 10-way driver's seat, power driver's seat with a power passenger seat as well. Lumbar support too for those long drives over the river and through the woods this holiday season. The Lincoln MKC, 2015 Lincoln MKC all-wheel drive from Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury. See Skip and the folks there for more information.
Fabulous. It has all the amenities to it, and I'm sure that that thing drives smooth as silk.
It is very quiet. You know, I talked about the vehicle we had last week from Hyundai being quiet. This is another one of those really, really quiet vehicles. Very little outside noise seeps in. So when you're listening to your favorite music or you're listening to your favorite sports talk show, you won't be disturbed by the outside noise.
That's great.
Right.
Well, it's 4th Street in Sunbury, and also Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. 800-795-9565. We're getting to Thursday Night Football. Thursday Night Football is going to be the Browns and the Bengals. Thursday nights are tough. There's no question. I know they're professionals. I've talked about that before. But so often a player will tell you that on Monday they feel like they've been through a train wreck. On Monday, well, you got to come back and suddenly you're playing on Thursday? I realize that you then get the bonus of the weekend off. I mean, that I do understand. But still, not easy. And the Bengals and the Browns will play. And there's no doubt that the Browns are improved, and there's no doubt the Bengals have been confusing. All right, Ken in Milton. Hi, Ken. How are you today? Thanks for calling.
Very, very well, fellas. Thank you. I appreciate it. I wanted to take a chance, if I could, to chime in on the high school playoff scenario as it's set up by the PIAA. Because, Steve, I agree with you 100% in that a 10-game regular season, should not yield a six-game extended season to get to a state championship. You put that together, do the math for eight teams across the state, they're playing 16 games, the equivalent of an NFL regular season. I learned a little bit about this when I was actually doing radio for WMLP before Sunbury Broadcasting had taken over for Milton football. And talking to athletic directors and finding out some things. And, Kevin, I don't know if you would remember several years ago when the PIAA was actually the subject of a Pennsylvania Senate subcommittee looking at a possible overhaul. I believe it was led by Senator Jim Rose out of Schuylkill County. Do you recall that?
Yeah, there's still a little bit of oversight involved in that, but I think oversight was the word that they kept using through the whole thing.
No, I think you're accurate. Not so much a bash, but something that had come to light in my following that was the fact that, and Kevin, this kind of ties in with some of the things you were saying earlier, that the PIAA desperately needs to redistrict. Apparently the districts that are in place now, with the exception of the new ones in Baltimore by Philadelphia, are pre-World War II. And obviously, population demographics change. And I remember several years ago when Milton and Columbia Montorvo Tech both got into the AAA playoffs with 5-5 records. Now, that's good, well, and fine. They were 500. We all know that neither one of them really had any business being in a postseason scenario when there were some AAA schools in districts 3 and I believe Districts 11 and obviously District 7, who had better records against stiffer competition and weren't getting playoff bids simply because of the districts they were in. So what I'm coming at with all this is I think it's time that the PIAA look at redistricting or setting up a different demographic in which they could meet the postseason standards and keep things interesting, because I agree with Steve wholeheartedly. This setup is just not very feasible.
Well, I think if they're going to do that, they can't stop there. I think they also have to look at what to do with the private schools and what to do with the charter schools, because I think that's a big question mark right now as far as the state's concerned, how to handle those schools, because they're not geographically challenged when it comes to being able to pull potential players the way a standard high school has that issue. So I think I agree with you. I think you need to do it, but I think you need to do it top to bottom as well, and consider changing up the quad A, double A, triple A, single A, as well as where the districts are set up.
Well, I don't disagree with you, but it would appear that subject has been browbeaten, and the PIAA refuses to address it. And again, I don't want to throw this all back on the PIAA, but it's funny how sometimes they resemble the NCAA. Oops, did I say that out loud?
Well, again, I think there has to be a realistic thought process that takes us back in time where we understand that it's high school.
Precisely.
And that we've got to start putting things back in their proper place and not make high school bigger than it really is.
Let me offer one more example, and then I'll hang up, as to the ludicrousy of the PIAA and some of their thinking. And again, Kevin, I believe you're familiar with this. In wrestling, for example, District 4 has four AAA schools. For their district tournament, the past two seasons, they had to go to Clarion.
Yes.
Clarion. For their district tournament.
Now, for the individual.
How is that fair to fans, to parents, to the kids themselves? That is ludicrous any way that you lay it out. And the PIAA simply didn't care. I'm going to go ahead and hang up and let you guys finish the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ken. Appreciate it. Number is 800-795-9565, 800-795-9565. I have been of the opinion that there are too many teams being allowed to go to postseason play for football. We're here we are on November 5th, and the championship, the final championship game, is going to be, I believe, at 6 o'clock on December 13th. It's a long way away in all of this. It's a long, long trip. And I think there needs to be a little bit more control over it. And I think this, to me, it needs to start in a couple of areas. Number one, only conference champions get in. And if a charter school, Kevin, wants to join a conference, let them join a conference.
If they do, I think not you have to change want, things,
if they,
though.
If they do not want to join a conference, right, then they can't participate in the state tournament.
I think you have to put them, though, in a classification that makes sense. I have trouble with charter schools and private schools being considered double A.
Hey, you put them in single A. There's no charter school that has, you know, hundreds of people in it.
But they don't have the same geographic restrictions. That's the problem.
Hey, it doesn't bother me. You can still go out and beat them. I have no problem with that.
I mean, I think they need to be, I think they either need to be considered a quad A, triple A, or a classification of their own.
Well, I know you think that, but
I know you don't agree with that one. I know that.
I don't, because again, look, we got to get some control over this. We can't start creating a new division and the whole, this gets away from it. You need to start getting some control over this. Okay, join a conference. You win the conference you're in. You think a charter school is going to go out and win the conference? In football? Not so sure about that.
Well, in basketball, I can tell you that's going to happen, because I've seen small charter schools dominate.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, they do. I'm not going to worry about it, because guess what? People have players. Suddenly out of nowhere, you have a really good player on your team in basketball, you're going to beat them.
But the problem is you can't. You can recruit, Steve, and that's something that
so can Catholic schools. So I'm not going to sit there and worry about it. Just play, okay? I mean, seriously, if it's that important to you, you want to recruit, I don't care. Just play, okay? Only conference champions get in, and then move on. Yeah, you've got to get some control over this. And if it's all-encompassing to you that you have to be the champ, we're going to take yours and yours and yours, okay, fine. Then I don't want that kid in my program anyway. He doesn't want to be here. If he doesn't have enough pride or to represent his town, okay, fine. It's like I'm against AAU basketball. I think AAU basketball's all wrong. AAU system is obviously a great one-stop shopping and recruiting, but at the same time, there are, you know, there's other ways of doing it. But I don't care if they recruit, Kev. I really don't. And the reason I don't care is if some kid doesn't want to represent his town. Really? Okay, fine. You know, now at the same time, I don't also want to deny someone who's Catholic a Catholic education by going to a Catholic high school, because they're going to have to go every single day. I'm not going to sit there and worry about it. Just throw them in classifications, and if they win their conference, they're in.
I'm just saying throw them in a classification that makes sense. Single A and double A is not that classification.
Well, it depends on how many kids are in the school.
But then every charter school is going to be a single A school.
Fine.
No, see, I think there's too much gray area.
You give them too much credit for being really good. Okay?
I've seen them. They're really good.
Some are, some aren't.
Imhotep Charter is pretty darn good.
It's one school. I'm not going to sit there and worry about it. Do you think Young Scholars of State College is any good? I can tell you no in certain terms they aren't. You think Grace Prep High School is any good in sports? No, they aren't. Just because you see a couple teams rise in there, okay, or, for example, Allentown Central Catholic obviously is usually really good at a lot of different things.
Yep.
I'm not going to worry about it. It's just the state tournament. That's all it is. Let's not make it seem like they're winning the national championship. Okay, why was Berwick so good all those years?
No, that was before the charter school influx, and also before a huge influx of private schools too.
Yeah, but why were they good every year? They're just a town.
Well, and you're right. Southern Columbia is the same way. There's a small school.
Why is Southern Columbia and Rochester good every year? I mean, those seem to be the two schools that when Southern Columbia was an A, they played each other all the time in the state championship game. Got to the point where we watch the game on PCN and go, yeah, I know all those kids.
Is this a rerun or is this a new game?
So I'm just saying that it is not uncommon. I'm just saying, when your conference, go through the playoffs. Simplify the thing. Get rid of the district thing. You got four classifications. That's it. I don't want a fifth classification. Got too many. Just trying to cut it down. So, look, dude, you win the conference, it has meaning. You go and play in the state tournament. You try to regionalize the games as much as possible in the early rounds. That way you're not crushing people with travel. And then at some point there has to be some travel because East does have to meet West here at some point. I had to do something. And then you meet in this turns out, in Hershey in this case.
I was going to say, it should be Hershey, though.
It's got to be cut down. It's got to be cut down. It's too long, too extensive. And I don't care if a charter school wins, and I don't care if a Catholic school wins. I mean, does it really, in the end, matter? I mean, let's not make it bigger. I mean, winning the state championship is a big deal, but let's not turn it into the National Football League either.
Well, I don't know if it's as much of a problem in football as it is in basketball. At least, all right, let me put it this way. I feel it's not a problem in football. I feel it's more of a problem in basketball.
Right. Well, let's not turn it into the NCAA tournament. It's not. It's the Pennsylvania State Basketball Tournament. You got four classifications. You're lucky enough to win, you win. I mean, do I prefer town on town? Sure, but Catholic schools exist. The Grace Preps, which Grace Prep, by the way, is not a Catholic school, they exist. But you know, you talk about the Philadelphia Charter School. Okay, Young Scholars of State College is a charter school. Hey, I can get neighborhood kids together to crush them. Okay? It's not their bag. They're not that good at it. Okay? All right. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WK. Hey, high school sports are a great experience. Great experience. You know, I just want to get it back to being a great experience, where it's not every second is about, you know, how far you're going to go in the tournament or whatever it happens to be. I mean, if you win your conference championship, I say you should be in. Simple as that.
Steve, here's what you get in high school sports, and I think we've forgotten about it. In high school sports, you're going to learn something you're not going to learn in a classroom. And I've said this many times at many different organizations. When you get into the work environment, everything that you do is a reflection on everybody else that you work with. If you don't pull your weight, sure, everybody else has to pick up for you. That's never going to be something you're going to learn every day in a classroom. Now, once in a while, when you have a group event or a group assignment, you will. But in sports, you're going to learn what it means to that if you don't participate at your highest level, somebody's got to pick it up for you. In high school, it's your grade. It's your test. You have full control over the outcome of it, for the most part.
No question.
That's what you learn in high school sports.
You are absolutely correct in that. You get so much out of it that's going to make it better for you in a job or in job training or in college, whatever it happens to be. Because the vast majority of high school athletes do not go on to college and to play.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. You have 4 years to do everything you possibly can and play every sport you possibly can, because the majority of those will not play any other thing other than maybe an intramural style sport or a club sport in college.
And to me, there is something very, very special about representing your town. You know, tomorrow night you've got, Friday night you've got Selins Grove playing Shikellamy. Okay, yes, it's a playoff game, and I've already said, hey, look, under my system, neither one would be in. Fine, so be it. It exists. But for the people of Selins Grove, for those players to go out and represent their town, for the players of Shikellamy to represent Sunbury and the area, it's a big deal on a Friday night. And it's something that they'll carry with them all of their lives. And I think that that is something that you cannot put a price on. And the teamwork that it takes to get there and the success of it, again, is also something else. But when you're extending, for example, if Mifflin County last week had beaten State College, they would have had two wins. And then, because they had two wins, they would have been allowed to choose whether or not to be in the district playoffs. Are you kidding me? That's when you know that it is warped to the absurd. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget Icky Woods on Friday. Yeah. He's going to go out and get Kevin cold cuts.
Get some cold cuts today.